our criminal Petraeus out of CUNY now! For our criminal Petraeus out of CUNY now!
Outside the Macaulay Honors College of the City University of New York, protesters line the sidewalk. They say David Petraeus, ex-CIA chief, war general in Iraq and Afghanistan, has no place teaching a course at CUNY. Stephanie Ruka is with War's Criminal Watch, a project of The World Can't Wait. She says Petraeus has no right to teach students.
Students should have a curriculum which teaches humanism and caring about other human beings and our planet, and not someone who's there to teach them about destroying our planet and other human beings and other countries.
Shandor John is an associate professor in the history department of Hunter College. He says the right-wing think tank, the American Enterprise Institute, sent Petraeus to CUNY.
What the students are protesting and what faculty are protesting is the political decision that the CUNY Board of Trustees took to willfully and deliberately and provocatively appoint a certified war criminal to teach at our university. And originally they were going to pay him $200,000 to do that. So students and faculty, staff, and many others are quite indignant that the Board of Trustees, at the behest, literally, and this is documented, of the American Enterprise Institute, which is a right-wing think tank, brought General Petraeus to our university as part of a concerted targeting of CUNY explicitly by the U.S. military.
A protester holds a sign which reads, David Petraeus brought Death Squad expert Colonel James Steele to Iraq to organize death squads. This is on the mind of Marilyn Boak Downey, retired New York City school teacher.
Our listeners, WBAI listeners, heard Amy interview Jeremy Scahill about James Steele, who was brought into Iraq to train death squads in following the pattern of El Salvador. And General Petraeus was in charge of Steele when he carried out death squads activities in El Salvador. And then he brought him in. When he was in charge, he brought Steele into Iraq to carry out death squad activity and torture. And that death squads are still continuing. We see over the last few days, hundreds of Iraqis are still being killed by death squads. And this is the legacy of this mass murderer here, this war criminal who, because of his connections, gets a cushy job when he goes out of the military, even though he should be on trial and in jail.
Criminal Petraeus, out of CUNY now!
Boak Downey says it's not a question of free speech or of Petraeus's right to teach at CUNY colleges or the administration offering CUNY students access to a variety of voices. It's a matter of who the university has chosen to teach its students. Dennis O'Neill, a retired postal worker, lives in Harlem. He's a strong supporter of protests against the military's influence on the university system. He says he's an ambassador from a far place, the 60s.
I was in the supporting demonstrations at City College when they won open admissions back in 1969. And the thing that particularly strikes me about this is it reminds me very strongly of May 1970, which was in the aftermath of Nixon's attack on Cambodia, invasion of Cambodia. There was a national student strike, the largest and most powerful that this country has ever seen. And of course, it's fallen down the great American memory hole. But there were three demands in that. One was U.S. out of Southeast Asia. That was the first. The third was free Bobby Seale and all political prisoners. The second was end campus complicity with the war machine. And it seems to me this is a direct and exact revival of that.
O'Neill says free speech is not the issue.
I don't see anybody preventing anyone from speaking freely. David Petraeus can teach his class. I think it's a good thing if there are people in there putting some demands on him to explain a few things about Iraq, about Abu Ghraib, about Afghanistan, and the other things for which he would be charged with war crimes if there were any teeth to the global compacts around this. And I think getting yelled at by angry students on his way in and out are in no way a violation of his free speech. I think the best place for him to exercise it would be in the docks of a war crimes tribunal. And he could say what he wanted at any length.
May I say something about free speech?
Nicholas Levies is a writer and also with Occupy Astoria.
You know, maybe I feel it more strongly. I support free speech for David Petraeus. I support academic freedom universally. He should have the right to write and publish as he sees fit, to blog. He just shouldn't be doing it here. He should be doing it out of a cell in The Hague. That is the problem. That is the problem. I support Henry Kissinger's freedom of speech. He, too, should be exercising it and publishing out of a cell at The Hague as the war criminal that we all know he is.
Glenn Peterson is a professor at the City University, part of Macaulay Honors College faculty. He has mixed feelings about Petraeus being at the college.
I'm not going to say that he shouldn't be a professor, but I think that it's absolutely essential that we protest it while he's here, because the fact is that it's an example of the normalization of the full-time war mentality. The war economy is to have somebody who's a general teaching in an honors college. It says this is normal behavior, and that's not right. So there may be a place for him, but we have to call people's attention to it, make people ponder it, think about it. So I'm here because I want people to think, to wonder, to talk to one another about whether this is a good thing or not.
Six students protesting Petraeus, who was giving a speech in New York City, were beaten and arrested by NYPD. The video of the brutality has been seen by many on YouTube, and it's on the WBAI News website. The six were charged with misdemeanors. Demonstrators are demanding that the charges be dropped. Professor Peterson says he thinks the arrests were staged by the NYPD to take attention away from the message behind the protests, and it's not where he wants to see the focus.
I'm personally concerned about immigrant families who send their children to CUNY. If CUNY is working with the military, immigrant families are going to think it's a good thing. They're going to send their children into war thinking CUNY is supporting that, and people are going to die, and the blood's going to be on my hands as part of CUNY for making it seem as if City University supports military recklessness.
And so that's why when those here are talking about the militarization of CUNY, they're talking about the identification of CUNY with a general.
And bringing reserve officer training into the university. Again, I don't have a clear-cut position on it. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I have great reservations about war and about the military. But more important that to me is to have reasoned discussion and debate. And that's what I feel that we have simply not been doing. The City University's administration has just said, we don't care what the students or the faculty think, we're going to impose this. And that's not the way to run a university.
For 40 years, the City University has had no ROTC on campuses. This was because students protested in the Vietnam era and the administration listened. But now ROTC has crept back into the CUNY system. ROTC stands for the Reserve Officers Training Corps. The program uses colleges to train commissioned officers for the U.S. military, and it's spreading throughout the CUNY system. Again, Professor Peterson.
There was a report that was done by the American Enterprise Institute 2 years ago saying that the military's officer corps, and this is quoting from the Pentagon itself, was overwhelmingly staffed by people from the South and the children of military officers, and that they wanted minority people from the Northeast, specifically from City University. And so City University has been targeted as a source of officer material for the military.
Glenn Kissack is a retired Hunter College High School teacher.
The CUNY administration has tried to make this out to be an academic freedom issue. They're saying we're trying to interfere with his right to teach, right? And people are not concerned at all with what he's teaching in his class. What people are concerned about was his actions. His actions in, you know, 2003 to 2005 in Iraq, later in Afghanistan, later as the CIA director. I mean, his leadership resulted in thousands of people being killed, others being tortured, maimed. right? It actually provoked a sectarian war in Iraq. So we're opposed to what he did and not what he's saying. And I want to make that, you know, totally clear. And it really is part of this process that Glenn was talking about. You know, this AEI report lays it out very clearly. They need CUNY students. They look at CUNY, they see 500,000 students, very diverse, very smart. Lots of language skills that they can use as they go to other countries and, you know, occupy them. So they see CUNY as an amazing opportunity. And, you know, in the report they had this whole long history about opposition to CUNY. You know, the protests at CCNY and Queens College and elsewhere. And now they see that that maybe has died down a little bit, so they're hoping to take advantage of it. But, you know, we're here to say no.
And no is what the students are saying. Jesenia Venegas is with the Ad Hoc Committee Against the Militarization of CUNY Students. She's an anthropology major at City College. According to Venegas, the ROTC has no place at her college.
It's an institution that perpetuates misogyny and rape culture. It's also one that rapes the earth almost, you know, in other countries as well. And so I just think it doesn't have a place in CUNY. It doesn't have a place in academia. It doesn't have a place to indoctrinate more brown and black and Latino people to go kill more brown and black and Latino people.
What about your friends? What are other women saying when you speak to them?
I think they agree. I think, the ad hoc committee is made up of many different groups. The media, especially the right-wing media, paints it as just communist or leftist groups, but there's actually women's supports group that's in the ad hoc committee, and there are other women who are supporting it but aren't directly involved for various reasons.
What is the ad hoc committee?
It's just the ad hoc committee against the militarization of CUNY. We got together to organize these protests and to do outreach and try and get information to people so they can make a decision on whether they think that this is right or wrong. And most of the time, people agree. Many people message me or talk to me. They're like, oh, I can't come to protest, but I support what you guys are doing. Thank you for taking a stand, you know. But the media has taken great leaps to try and make us feel isolated, but we've gotten support from UC students, from UC union workers, from the Mexican teachers who are protesting. So I feel like overall we have support.
Randall Carr from Brooklyn says he believes in student power.
And support of the students demanding the type of university they want to see. And that university is one in which war interests, imperial interests don't take over the university. But in fact, the demands of students in the working class are what shape our universities, right?
A student at Columbia University, Bryant Brown, is at the protest because he says students have a responsibility.
To maintain true to this idea of like studying what exactly justice is. And we have a very like specific role in society in that like we have time to think about these things. We have time to like to sit around and we have time to like organize. We have access to a lot of resources through our institutions that we're like that we're a part of, that we're members of. And it's our responsibility to like use those responsibly. I'm here to support like the students that have been like brutalized by police. That could have been me. That could have been me as a student at Columbia University.
Petraeus out! We won't wait! 1, 2, 3, 4, defeat U.S. imperialist war! 5, 6, 7, 8, Petraeus out! We won't wait!
Mary, a student at Hunter College, says Petraeus' teaching at CUNY is a very serious issue.
He's a war criminal. It's like having Hitler teach for our school. It's not that extreme, but it's you know, very similar. Would you want any kind of student getting, it doesn't matter what kind of education it is, getting their education from a criminal? No, I wouldn't.
Out of CUNY now!
And protests are planned each and every afternoon when David Petraeus is scheduled to teach at CUNY's Macaulay Honors College right near Lincoln Center in New York City. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.